What happens when you hand struggling people money? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In the face of widening gaps between rich and poor and technology competing for jobs, what happens if you just give out money? It's called universal basic income. There are some results today from a government study in Finland. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker is following that. Hi there.
Hello, David.
Andrew, they handed out the euro equivalent of just over $600 to 2,000 unemployed but otherwise random Finnish people. What would you say is a key result?
One of the key features of this this basic income is that it's not withdrawn if you start working and get some income. And so one of the things they were trying to establish was whether that has any kind of improving effect on incentives to work. And frankly, the evidence was not very much.
All right. If that's the metric, did people search for more work? And by the way, they didn't search for less work, which is one of the other concerns with universal basic income. But researchers did spot some what we might call benefits.
Yes, indeed. They found that people receiving the basic income reported higher levels of personal well-being and lower levels of stress.
So the question isn't closed now. Clearly, there's opportunity for more research.
Yes, that's right. And we are going to get another report in a year's time on the basis of the full batch of data when it becomes available. There was a debate earlier on in Finland about perhaps extending the experiment for longer than the initial 2 years. Some critics say that 2 years is not really enough to make a sensible judgment, but the government decided not to do that. So the experiment is over. And once the data have been crunched in a year or so from now, that will be it.
The BBC's economics correspondent, Andrew Walker, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Let's do the numbers. The Dow is down 99.4%. The S&P 500 down 0.3%. The NASDAQ is down 0.4%. And the market is more than stocks. Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial in New York, is on the line. Greetings.
Good morning, David.
You know, all week I've been seeing this, mentioning this, but we need to delve for a moment. The benchmark interest rate in America, medium term, 10-year, Treasury yield, has been falling and falling. As we speak, it's down below 2.64%. I mean, the Fed was a week and a half ago.
When the Fed chair comes out and says, hey, you know, those three rate hikes we were planning this year, we're not going to do them. You would expect that long-term interest rates might rise. And the reason is, okay, a Fed not tightening encourages stronger growth and therefore a higher inflation outcome, which means those long-term rates have to provide a bigger return for investors.
However, they went the other way.
Yeah, we were all expecting Powell to come out and say, we'll pause for now, but he's actually agnostic on whether the next move will be a tightening or, in fact, a lowering of interest rates. In doing that, I think he completely changed the psychology of the bond market.
Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you.
You're welcome, David. Thank you.
Consider this: in early November, the benchmark 10-year interest rate, the yield on the government's 10-year note, was up at 3.32%. Precisely 3 months later now, it is down below, as I say, 2.64%. How is it becoming another boom year for American liquefied natural gas, even though China has placed a 10% retaliatory tariff on that fossil fuel? From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik reports.
Multiple companies are building or expanding LNG export terminals on the Gulf Coast, including this one near Houston called Freeport LNG. Workers have been busy there since 2014. The companies hope to cash in on growing global demand for natural gas, primarily from China, which wants to move away from coal. Still, business leaders in Houston and national industry groups have warned that the trade war is bad for LNG prospects.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome.
American Petroleum Institute President Mike Summers brought it up at an event the group hosted recently.
China's retaliatory tariffs carry the risk of losing a vital energy market, which can mean losing American influence where we need it. It's a void that other countries are happy to fill.
But LNG analyst Alex Munton with Wood Mackenzie says the trade war's been a small hurdle so far.
It hasn't actually stopped the growth of U.S. LNG.
U.S. LNG export capacity is expected to more than double by the end of this year. And Munton says China is important.
No doubt about it. China is the key growth engine in the global LNG market right now.
He says that growth has been unprecedented. But other markets are growing too, like Europe.
China's not the only game in town.
The tariffs have led to one planned export facility in Louisiana being delayed. Patrick Jankowski, an economist with the business group Greater Houston Partnership, says the big risk is that the industry is missing opportunities.
There are companies out there that are still doing business with China that have long established relationships. There are companies that would like to do business with China. And when you have this uncertainty, it means those that are trying to do business with China are having a hard time getting established and getting into the market.
But that doesn't mean the industry is struggling. Wood Mackenzie expects companies to invest $20 billion into just three of the many export terminals being planned on the Gulf. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubinick for Marketplace.
And we have news. Johnson & Johnson will start putting prices of its drugs into its TV ads. This would be a first for any company. List price plus a price the company figures will be the typical out-of-pocket price for the medicine. For individuals, their mileage may vary depending on if and how they're insured. J&J will start this with ads for Xarelto, which is a blood thinner. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.